Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 19th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor, Mr. Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah, maybe we can start drying out. What do you think?
No. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I predict more rain in the future.
Pennsylvania's got the groundhog. We've got the otter.
I guess.
The mallard. Whatever you want. Our quote this morning comes from Seneca. Worse than fear. Let me start that over. Blew that one, didn't I? Worse than war is fear of war. There we go.
Like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
We don't have to believe every quote that comes through.
I hope not. Those are provocatory statements, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things, Mike, that I've heard about, whispers about, over the last, five, 6 years or so, and I think it was primarily when Singleton was roaring around doing what he was doing in the area to businesses that were out of compliance, you know, the toilet paper roll a quarter inch out of compliance for ADA and the green mail and all that stuff that was going on, was that governments were there but weren't necessarily the same target that the private sector was. The whisper has been that it's been in process. I mean, looking at, reviewing the speed of government versus the speed of business. Mm-hmm. Is the county of Humboldt in 100% ADA compliance at this point? Is there work that has to be done? Is there a lot of work that has to be done as you guys are looking at that and other things associated with the upcoming budget?
I would say the answer is no. The county is not necessarily in ADA compliance at all levels. That doesn't mean it's completely out of compliance everywhere, but there are certain areas where there is a need to bring up bring us up to current standards. Currently, there's even a consent decree from the Department of Justice, which the county is having to respond to, and that is a big challenge for the county right now. I mean, there's hundreds of facilities right in the county, and this consent decree really addresses, I think, just 22 of those facilities. But even the time frames that are required and the adjustments that need to be made. It's not just physically when you talk about where the toilet roll is or whatever, but
the ramps and the degrees and all the stuff we're familiar with.
Yeah. Right. There's also programmatic issues about accessibility that the county is also in need of some updates here and there and services. And then there's the challenge of addressing those physical and programmatic changes. While especially in physical changes where you don't want to stop services. So if you think about remote...
You just can't shut down for 3 weeks.
Right. You can't just shut down. You still need to provide services. And so it's going to be very challenging. I was in a meeting on Friday morning, and Estelle Fennell, so Supervisor Fennell and myself, are the supervisors assigned to sort of this subcommittee that includes all of the department heads and everybody in terms of trying to address this consent decree as quickly as possible and get us moving forward.
KINS News and Information, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Mike Wilson.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Wilson. Mike, before the break, you were talking about the ADA and compliance and some of the challenges that are there. As you're looking at the budget, and you said 22 identified properties?
Right. Mm-hmm. Some are leased and some are owned.
That's what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. Are these things that you have control over, or are these things that landlords aren't providing?
It's really a mix, because there has been in the past, well, there have been updates, I guess what you'd say, to the lease language that is updating the needs for these ADA compliance issues. And so for some of those properties, yes, the landlord is, or the owner of the facility is responsible, and some no. There are some of those facilities where the county is currently trying to get out of those buildings or those facilities into other places. There's some that are actually for sale. So there's kind of a mix in there. But at the same time, I mean, it's even with that, even those, it's all very challenging. You know, and an example is, say, the what we people think is a ramp going into the county courthouse at the front, what we consider the front. Really, the access is what we consider on 5th Street, or excuse me, 4th Street, as opposed to 5th Street. So those are some examples.
So is that an issue that it's only on 4th Street instead of?
Well, the 4th Street entrance isn't considered ADA accessible. And so.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
that kind of looks.
It looks like it, right. It has
flat
the,
and.
It does. But
to
it
the elevator, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't meet that. But the 5th Street entrance does meet that.
5th Street's got the stairs, right?
Well, 5th Street's got, it's an elevator. You have an elevator. The 5th Street is the entrance on the bay side of the building. So that's just one example of how the county can programmatically address some of those issues, but physically, you know, there's some things that need to be updated.
So do you have the flexibility with the lease contracts that are in place that if they aren't, the structures aren't compliant? Is that a deal breaker, or do you have to honor the lease and then be at risk during that window?
It really depends on the specific structure and the specific lease agreement and arrangement. And like I said, they aren't necessarily consistent, because they've been evolving over the last decade in terms of what, you know, or more.
And some of the leases outdate or precede that.
Right. Either precede current standards. But really, the message from the Department of Justice is, you know, not just physical, but it's the programmatic. So really, the services that are being provided by all the departments need to be accessible.
So what would be an example, like blind and having Braille or that mm-hmm. kind of stuff?
For example, I haven't seen the entire list, only the list of the buildings. And so each one of those is currently being evaluated by the consultants that the county has hired. These are, you know, basically certified accessibility program people who have the certification, basically, to basically evaluate that. We don't have anyone on the county staff that evaluates that, although the county's looking at being able to do that. It's hard to find those people because...
Can you just kind of shift it to the responsibility of some... I would think whoever's in charge of plant maintenance or the equivalent of that would have somebody who would have the checkoff.
Are actually pretty tough to get, because even 11% of the architects that take this test pass. So it is not an easy certification to get, and it's hard to find people. I think there are about 700 folks in California that are certified currently, which isn't very many relative to the amount of work and reviews that need to be done. And so that's part of that challenge.
So this isn't one of those spirit of the law things and making progress towards. It needs to have somebody that can have the stamp of certification?
There are some elements of that that apply, but the law is that you need to have someone with that certification review those documents as we move forward. But that's actually a deadline that's coming up. That deadline hasn't started yet, but it's coming, and we're going to need to prepare for that on the list of things that we're trying to address with the Department of Justice on these issues, because these are federal laws, right?
And so I would think that there's also a component that's called the dollars
mm-hmm.
to address these issues.
Yes.
Does the current budget have enough set aside or enough on those department heads mm-hmm. areas to be able to significantly address these issues over the next year, 6 months, 2 years, whatever that timeline is?
That is a huge challenge, because that's a decision that on a lot of these things has to be made with regards to the Department of Justice doesn't care about our budget very
right
much.
For them it's a yes or no,
right? And so from and if you don't address these things, then fines start. So you don't want to get into the part where you're being fined by the Department of Justice, but you do need to address these things. There are some of these elements that they'd say absolutely, you know, you have to do it, and there are some things that can be negotiated with a little bit of time, but they're very, very serious about addressing these issues. And some of the first wave of evaluation that's going to be happening is really in June. And so there is a lot of work that's being done, and it's being taken very seriously by the county and the department heads to get things done. And it's like I keep saying, it's very challenging.
Now, is this something where this information was just provided, or is this something the county's been aware of for a number of years?
Oh, it's been in process and working on it, but these deadlines are looming, and they're coming faster and faster. And it's
kind of like you hear in the train, but you can't see the train yet, right, but it's coming around the corner.
And, you know, for me, I've only been on the board for 3 months, but this is the kind of challenge. This is the kind of stuff I love to do, so I'm excited about being a part of it.
The management part, not the doo-doo part.
No.
Okay, good. Just wanted to clear that one up.
I like to be a part of the problem solving that's happening here. So
there you go.
I like this kind of challenge.
More to come. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Mike Wilson. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Mike, before the break, we were talking about, well, for the show, about ADA compliance, mm-hmm. that the county is under the gun. Now, you guys have also got regulators
mm-hmm.
that go out into the community for various aspects.
Yep.
Is ADA one of those things that the county looks at, not for themselves, but for those in the unincorporated?
For the most part, the county will have those. It's called plan check, and that's generally done by an outside review in terms of the ADA part. So that's where that happens.
So new construction, but not existing.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and so a lot of the challenges for this are, say, for example, in the outlying areas, say like the libraries and those sorts of things. You know, there's a lot of facilities that are in buildings and structures that just
50s and 60s.
Right. And yeah. So this is a real challenge. And how do you provide, we're in big urban areas, you can say, I'm going to shut down a library facility here, but you have access to another library facility over there.
Yeah, 3 or 4 miles away, there's another one.
It doesn't really apply in these rural settings. And again, I mean, a lot of this, the perspective from the DOJ and the laws as they're written in the state are very urban-centric. And so it's very hard to address even how we fund these things. There's the state has a program by which it allows you to do developer fees of $1 per permit, and in that goes towards the county being able to administrate some of these ADA programs. Where, say, in Orange County, that may be very, that may work, but in here, it's,
10, 15 bucks?
Right. So it's something that we as a rural county may want to address, with our partners at CSAC or in terms of like understanding that and maybe making some amendments to that. Not that we're prone to developer fees in general here in Humboldt County, but we do need to find some revenue sources to address these issues.
So as you're looking at the budget, mm-hmm. that you guys are in that process, you got the heat from the DOJ coming down on this.
Yeah.
Is there remaining the opportunity to phase things in and say, okay, we got 22 identified building locations.
Right.
Of that, within 6 months, these four are going to be taken care of. Within the next 6 month period, X number more are going to be taken care of, and walk your way down through that and present that plan to them, or would they see that as an explanation, not a justification? I'm sorry, you've been given enough time. Here's the line. It's in concrete. You need it all taken care of by date specific.
Conservatively, we're really supposed to address it the way you just said, which is where we have to address these things to the best of our abilities for real, like, you know, almost magical. It's really, from my perspective, to get those things done. We're going to have to see how far we get, and then I suppose make a case if we can't get some of those things done. But the goal currently is to get them done.
The physical, I would think, would be far easier to do because it's identifiable. You can contract it out. You got specific dollars and cents, time. You know how long it takes for concrete to dry, et cetera, et cetera. Bringing in things that are like braille, machines, things like that. I mean, now you're talking about a whole other level of infrastructure investment that could really drive you crazy just trying to develop that list.
Well, I think it's kind of the opposite because the physical parts may seem like, oh, we'll just put in a ramp here or move a wall there. But in general, the bureaucracy of, doing the plans and then getting the plans approved and then contracting out and making sure the contracts are good and then making sure that every contractor and consultant along the way is certified or has the ability to do this job correctly makes those things happen along in longer times than way we would want. And so I see the physical challenges to actually be the most daunting.
Because of the timeline.
Rather than the programmatic, yeah. And matter of fact, we'll probably really be looking at programmatic answers to try and get around some of the physical stuff, at least temporarily, while things get shifted around. And it's going to take a lot of creativity on the part of our staff and us as leaders.
Is there a way, last chance grade is kind of on everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's some opportunities for some time compression associated with that project. Okay. Is there the opportunity with the county for this specific area to develop some time compression with the permitting process and the survey and so that, if you're looking at an 18-month window
right.
for something to have that wall to be moved that you were referencing
mm-hmm.
to bring it into like maybe 11 months?
I don't know. And I don't have an answer to that. That's something.
At least give you a little flexibility on that.
I would really have to sit down with staff about that. And I haven't delved into this issue that deeply. This is my first foray into this. And I'm, like I said, it's too bad we have it's good that we have the ADA to address a lot of these things because there are a lot of accessibility issues. It's, the challenge is hard, but I think we're going to be up to doing that and providing the services that need to be provided.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mike Wilson.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Wilson. Mike, the county in the building in the planning department for the permits for the marijuana guys has dedicated special tracking. Is there the opportunity to have somebody inside of the building and planning department to become a specialist in ADA compliance, certainly initially for the county, but down the road also? Because if there's these issues, now let's say you leave that building that is not ADA compliant, you go over to another location that is. Well, and here comes, you know, good old Brian, who doesn't have a clue about that kind of stuff because I'm a retailer. I'm a somebody else. Mm-hmm. I go into that same slot. Nothing has been fundamentally adjusted. Still out of compliance. Still at risk as a potential lawsuit down the road. If a civic-minded, good-minded, however you want to say it, landlord wants to get their buildings in compliance, can they go through? Do you foresee that there may be an opportunity in that department to have a specialist there, just like there's been the dedicated with the marijuana?
Well, a lot that has to do with the marijuana stuff is like more land use related, and those
simpler.
Yeah, it's a lot simpler because we're talking about actual land use compliance with regards to, instead of just building codes. And so building codes is, kind of the next level down with the, and so you're, I mean, it, the assumption if you're just upgrading for ADA that you're compliant with the use already in terms of the land use code. This, the issue that we're having with the marijuana and the cannabis stuff is really so new that we're adjusting our land use ordinances to, to adjust for this new industry or for this newly legal industry. And so there is that it is more complicated from that perspective than just upgrading your bathroom, which is something that needs to happen for a lot of structures privately around Humboldt County.
So you guys need the certification stamp all along the way. Does the regular commercial guy need the same standard of certification?
Generally speaking, they're supposed to, yeah. I mean, at least coming up, those they're just getting more and more stringent. And so that's why the county sends those plans out for plan review to consultants that have that expertise. So we don't do it in-house. But like I said, the laws have changed, and it seems like counties are going to have to start having their in-house certified folks, and that's going to be interesting.
Just kind of a sense coming off the meeting from last week. Any idea what percentage of the government structures are ADA compliant? Not county. Cities, special districts. I mean, you can go on down the line. You know, if something's over 10 years old, and this is probably as fluid a law as labor law is, so it's always changing. I wonder how many different places are at risk of being out of compliance, comma, and how many tax dollars would be necessary to stay abreast of this thing. Instead of going to roads, it's going to whatever this is.
Yeah, many. I'm sure many. Newer buildings, less so. Older buildings, more so. We've all seen them. We've all, it just depends on when they've been updated last. It's not just a challenge for the county because this is also trickles down to the cities and it trickles down to the private side. But right now, what I'm working on is focusing on is this these 22 structures and helping our staff do the best job they can to meet the consent decree requirements.
Godspeed, young Wilson.
I don't know how young I am, but I'll give it a try. Well,
fine, I'm spotting you a little bit there. Thanks for coming by, Mike.
All right. Thanks for having me.
See you everybody tomorrow.